I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for The Business Side, this week with Tom Wilms. He's the managing editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Tom, I was born and raised in Cincinnati, and I make no apologies for that. And now two major tastes of Cincinnati are coming to Richmond Road. So let's talk about the recent groundbreaking of a Skyline Chili and La Rosa's Pizza tandem operation coming soon.
That's right. They broke ground on the site on Richmond Road earlier this month in March. It'll be Lexington's first full-service La Rosa's, which has a very loyal following in Cincinnati, as you know, as well as a Skyline Chili.
These are tastes of Cincinnati. They're well-established, and I think it obviously bodes well for both companies that they are finally in Kentucky's second-largest city.
I would think so. La Rosa's, I remember, had a presence in Lexington some years back, and that closed. It wasn't a full-service restaurant, so glad to have him back in town. And Buddy La Rosa was there, and he even brought the original stock pot and ladled, kind of consecrated the ground with sauce out of the original sauce pot. So they are obviously very excited to be breaking ground in Lexington.
Oh, I'm kind of sorry I missed that spectacle. All right, so National Avenue Corridor, there continues to be some headlines generated out of there. Cosmic Charlie says they're moving out, and there are some other comings and goings. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Cosmic Charlie's. This has been kind of floating around there for some time. They've been battling a noise issue, some complaints from the surrounding neighborhood in terms of noise bleeding out into the Mentel and the Kenwick neighborhoods. And I know they have taken some efforts to try to mitigate and dampen that noise, but they will be moving out. They will have to vacate the building by June 30, and I know that they are actively seeking a new location.
And it just wasn't a good fit, given the residential areas around there.
Well, they tried it, and, you know, it was nice to have a live music venue in the bustling National Avenue corridor, but I guess a little too close to the neighborhood and didn't work out in that regard.
All right, what are some of the other comings and goings to National Avenue?
Well, just a couple days ago, Nate's Coffee, they had a shared lease agreement with La Petite Delicate, the bakery and the macaroon-making bakery down there. And so Nate's Coffee will be leaving that location. They had operated a coffee bar out of the bakery and actively seeking a new location for their retail operation, probably near downtown, is what the owners are telling me. So lots happening on National Avenue.
All right, let's in the time that we have left, let's go to Southland Drive and the brand new Marika's that is opening up.
Yes, they finally opened. That was a very extensive construction project, and a lot of folks are very happy to have Marika's back up and running. Much bigger, $6 million project. It's 22,000 square feet now. 10,000 square feet of that is a beer hall and a restaurant, and of course, the volleyball offerings have become very popular. They have three indoor sand courts now, as well as three outdoor courts, so they're playing volleyball year-round there now. You know, Marika's has been one of the original restaurant destinations on Southland Drive, and of course, Southland Drive has grown tremendously as of late. But with the volleyball, I thought it was interesting that the co-owner, Doug Tackett Jr., he co-owns it with his parents. One years back, one night, it was very slow, and he went out to Walmart and bought a cheap volleyball net and a floodlight and strung it up out back just to kind of get a pickup game of volleyball going. And, of course, that has caught on and grown in popularity, and Marika's is a real center of volleyball in town.
And the weather is about to warm up, and those courts are about to get a workout.
They're very active over there, that's for sure.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this morning's Business Side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms from Business Lexington. You can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thank you very much, Alan.